Welcome to Generative Energy number 94 with me, a solo show with Danny Roddy. And we're going to talk about all the stuff that happened in 2022. to be honest with you, when I first thought about doing this show, I was like, I don't think really that much happened this year. And then when I look back on it, it was, obviously with Ray passing, it was, what can change more than not having him around? So we'll get to that. But I went back on my Instagram and I was looking at things that I was posting earlier in the year. And one of the really important things, I think, over the last 2 years is I've been living completely off grid. So I've had no access to like grid electricity. It's been all off of solar. And including waste management and things like that. And in that time, the solar systems on the two houses I've been living in, they're a little bit older, like 4 or 5 years older, I think. And the power going out, if you use too much electricity, is a real thing. And so anybody that I do consulting with, or some of those people, they know that I've canceled because my power has been completely down and I don't have a phone. So I just have to like eat the shit sandwich and not do my calls that day, but basically and wait for the sun to come out and turn the electricity back on. It's pretty terrible. So a lot of this year has been saving up for like a new solar system, which is almost coming to fruition. It's almost there. Just with a lot of bumps in the road of importing certain things. So I know this sounds kind of cliche, but it just makes you appreciate everything so much more. Like not having power is just a disaster. You can't do anything. Oh, you want to make coffee? Oh, you can't grind the beans. You can't warm up the water if you don't have natural gas. Because to be honest with you, I warm up the water most of the time in the microwave. So it's just a huge inconvenience. And so again, that's why when the powers that be were talking about a cyber attack taking down power and things like that, I took it really seriously because I had been in the midst of periods where I did not have any power whatsoever. And so speaking of, I've said this multiple times, but I've been completely wrong about the timeline of kind of ushering in a dystopian future. And in 2020 and 2021, I thought it would not let up. I thought we'd get to vaccine passports and exclude anybody unvaccinated from society. And I mean, that's how it felt. You know, everything was about the next step, turning up the heat on the unvaccinated. And I mean, it seems like a distant memory now, which is crazy, but I don't think we're out of the fog yet. I think it will intensify. I just didn't expect this reprieve of World War III to happen, but you know who did was Georgie, and he actually said it on one of our episodes. So my fault, because I did think things were not going to let up. And, but you know, I still think the rule by emergency, cashless society, future, digital IDs, intensification of the eco-tyranny, climate change stuff, food shortages, blackouts, I think that is all going to happen. And if I were to guess, I'd say it all happens in between now and 2030, with the UN's agenda 2030, when they want to have everything change over. And so I think there's a question about this, but I do expect all those things to happen. And then also, it seems to me like a lot of people are clueless as to like food shortages that are happening in middle America. I do talk to people that have been experiencing food shortages for like all year, but somebody in California like has no clue what's going on, you know? And so, or blackouts in Europe and stuff, but somebody in the US just has no clue what's happening. So yeah, I mean, again, it's great that there's a reprieve. I think people should do whatever they possibly can to prepare or link up with other like-minded people to establish some type of community effort, if possible. And I haven't wavered a bit in thinking that things are going to get much, much worse. And, you know, if you listen to interviews with Ray toward in 2020, I think in Patrick Timpone asked him, like, there was like some question of like, what would you advise a 30-year-old to do or something? And Ray was like, prepare, because things are going to get a lot worse. And I just, Ray is like the, such an optimist, you know? And so for him to say that, I think he said it repeatedly, similar stuff to that, and that the powers that be were aiming towards total control. And so I'm just like mystified by this, kind of, oh, the plans aren't going like they think they are or something, or we're out of it, or this is over now. I mean, I think that's crazy. So, but I, again, people have been calling me too pessimistic this entire time, but I just feel like I'm a realist. I know things are going to get bad, and I think it's crazy not to try to insulate yourself from that. And so I guess time will tell what actually happens. So when I look back at my Instagram, I see that I think I planted something early January 2022, and man, has that been an experience. And so I planted trees using Gary Matsuoka's idea of not putting tons of organic matter around the root ball. And I had actually planted three trees just using conventional methods. And when I dug them up, the root ball was basically black and rotting. And so after I had heard of Gary maybe a year or two ago, somebody had introduced me to him. I watched like one of his videos and then wasn't super interested and didn't think about it again. But once I saw the black root ball of the conventional guava and orange tree, like planting it in compost, basically, that's when I thought about him again. And I was like, maybe he's on to something. So he thought you should plant stuff in mostly sand, or you can use a mixture of perlite, peat moss, and, I mean, I'm completely blanking on the other ingredients, but just non-organic matter that didn't go off gas and damage the roots. And so I kind of think he's right. But I think he's a heretical thinker in the planting world, or the arbalist. I don't even know that word. Anyways, I think Gary is a really smart guy, and I did some like little cuts on my Telegram channel if you want to go check those out. So the other thing is, once I got chickens, I did start paying more attention to the chickens than the trees. And whereas the few times I had fertilized the trees, putting the compost on top of the tree, like Gary recommends, and I would dig the soil up and see these worms in the soil, and it was just like an explosion of life. And just recently I fertilized them after a long time of basically being lazy and not doing that. And it was like slimy and not, there was barely any life. And I think there were little maggots in the actual soil. I think I looked it up. They're called like soil maggots or something, but it doesn't mean the trees are healthy. So I totally lapsed on fertilizing the trees, and I paid for it. And also during the end of this year, September to December, there are a million grasshoppers here, and they took down a lot of the trees. There's little bites and all the trees. So I don't know what I'm going to do next year. Maybe invest in some kind of greenhouse or building that over, but it's going to be a huge investment, I think. So I'll have to think about that more. The other thing is, a lot of people are going to think this is gross, but if you plant stuff and like in you're into survival gardening, you probably already know this, but keeping your urine and researching humanure, like you realize how critical compost is, and you realize that you have to be continuously making it. You have to have a system to make a huge amount of it. And to be buying all these things when you're continually producing them every day and throwing them out or flushing them down the toilet is just insane. So even for getting compost to restart and reheat up, to pour a gallon of urine over it, it's just invaluable. Like, I had to figure out ways of doing this. And again, city folk might think this is gross, but you, I mean, again, you're throwing away a resource that a person would have to pay for. And it's just such a valuable resource to have that you can produce every day. Okay, so on to chickens. Some things I've learned a lot from them. A lot of things that could have been avoided. But I always think about that quote, the things we need to learn to do, we learn by doing. And just unfortunately, some chicken lives have been lost in this process, mostly to dogs. And so there are about three dogs that will just randomly roam my property, and it is obnoxious. And they will dig up plants and eat chickens and basically terrorize the birds as well, because the birds freak out when they see them, because right now they're just 6 or 7 weeks. And so I've talked to the person that owns them. She doesn't basically care at all. So it's, I think I'll probably resort to like leashing them on a tree or something, because last time I was mowing the lawn to get some hay, and the dog was like sniffing under the mower. Like I'm hurt the dog because it's sniffing near the whizzing blade of the lawnmower. So it's really obnoxious. Anyways, okay. So some things I've learned about taking chickens. You basically always. And chicken experts, I'd be happy for all constructive. I'm not an expert in chickens. I've just had them for probably less than a year, but probably half a year. And if anybody has opinions on this stuff, I'd be happy to hear it. But anyways, always having a feed. I used to think you could like feed them nutrient dense meals or something like that and not rely on some kind of feed that was around 24/7. I basically just a huge mistake. And so I've resorted to blending up tortillas and then mixing some coconut oil and like occasionally whey protein and gelatin and some things into that mixture to just have around for them all the time. And then in addition to that, feeding them ground beef or liver or eggs or cheese or just the carrot salad, et cetera. So they kind of have like snacks, but they're more like meals, and then having their feed just around all the time. And they eat just, I was watching one of the YouTube videos and a person was saying that chickens are pigs. And I mean, 100%, they eat all the time. They'll shit all over everything. They'll knock over their water, knock over the feeds. Like you they're like little babies. Like you have to be monitoring them frequently or they'll get themselves into trouble. And so some people might say, well, why don't you feed them fruit? But I just have not found a viable way to do that at the moment. Like, because I live far away, I don't have a car. I just can't like buy tons of fruit and have that available for them. Maybe in the future when my trees start producing, I could do that. But right now, starch is way easier. And also, if you put out starch, it can last over like, two, maybe 3 days just sitting in the dish. But I don't think fruit would last that long. The other thing is I was towards the end of Ray's life, I was communicating with him about chicken stuff, and he just said, be skeptical of everything you read about like animal husbandry. And I learned that over the last 6 months for sure, that, for example, they'll say like, oh yeah, chickens need 8 hours of sleep, complete total darkness. But, since I spend so much time with the chickens, they're like TV for me, but, they're so obviously much healthier when the light, like a 250 watt light is on for them over the nighttime. It keeps them warmer. They just seem more chipper and less like listless. And I mean, humans can, if a person wanted, they could sleep with a 250 watt light on, if they had some way of, orienting it where it didn't bug them. And there's no necessity for darkness. That's like a paleo weird thing that a person needs to have a complete no lights in the room in order to get some kind of good sleep. The other thing I learned, as I talked about earlier, is if one of them starts acting weird, you better act so fast. They can go from normal to dead in, I mean, So again, this is my ignorance. I guess like toxoplasmosis or something can kill birds so quickly. And I guess they have really sensitive intestines. And so, yeah, man, I had a bird that was in really good health and it started getting diarrhea. And I think I let it go like maybe 2-3 days and it died like the third day. And I was devastated. I couldn't believe it, how fast it happened. And so when they're not acting right, you better act really quickly and try to figure out what's wrong. The other thing I noticed is the sickest chickens are the meanest. They'll always peck other chickens. They're always fight with other chickens and things. And I've noticed that many, many times. And then in an effort to keep the coop warm, I did start putting compost in it. And I mean, if you have 120 or 140 Fahrenheit compost, it will keep a small room pretty warm. But the one thing is you have to have enough carbon not to have it produce lots of ammonia, because that can really damage chickens' respiratory systems if there's too much ammonia. And so that you probably want to let the compost go for a while and maybe deteriorate over maybe a few months and then put it in the chicken coop. So again, you have to have a system for doing this. You have to have lots of space and you have to be on top of it like all the time. You know, it's a huge job. Okay, so let's talk about Bioenergetic Helpline. So this was an effort between me, Jay Feldman, Harrison Ben, and Mike Fave. And I think it's been a complete success so far. I'm super happy with it. I'm super happy with those guys. And we're going to try to do a lot more in 2023. And just couldn't be happier with the whole thing. Also, I just noticed the comments on the episodes are also really good. Like people having the same issues and then also giving their 2 cents on the whole thing. And so, again, couldn't be more happy about that. Having 2 podcasts that I was really enjoy and just are super, super fun to do. Generative Energy, almost at 100 episodes. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. It feels surreal and like just crazy, you know. Like I remember telling, like we for a lot of people that don't know, we used to do these on Patreon. Like Patreon had their own crowdcast platform for live streaming, and I used to do them by myself, which is crazy to me. But then I got Georgie on, and I remember like a really successful one. We'd have like 120 people watching or something. And so I think for the Ray Collin thing, we had, what was it, like 400 or 500? I mean, that's just nuts. And so, anyways, I remember asking Georgie, like, we should go to YouTube. And Georgie probably didn't, but I was really nervous about it. And we did it, and it was just such a necessary step to move in the, like the Maslow has that quote and it's like you step into, step into growth or step back into safety or something. And that's really what it felt like. It was risky. I thought people were going to make fun of us. I mean, which they do, but it doesn't matter. But I was just like kind of scared of the internet at that time. Maybe was that 2018? I can't even remember, but, a lot has changed since then. You know, was it 2017? I can't even remember. I have to go check. But yeah, I mean, what should I say? Georgie's phenomenal. Keith, Kyle, all the people. Emma's going to be on next year. We tried to get her on this year, but it just didn't work out. And just super, super happy about it. And against all odds, me not being the best podcaster on the planet, but learning every time I do it, you know. The other thing is better internet quality, you know, like that has been gigantic. And that bad internet has just plagued the show for years. And so getting that worked out, knock on wood, has just been very nice. And also, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but the quality of this, the, like the, we're going from 1080p or 720 to 1080, and using some features of the hardware I have that I hadn't used before because I didn't have enough internet bandwidth. And then doubling down and investing in the show again, like I just purchased something to, well, some of you will probably hate this idea, but just to get the intro music back, because that's actually a valuable function of the show, because like hitting the live button, there's this minor delay where you do not know if you're live or not. And it is so annoying. And that is why people tend to have intro music on live streams. And so you just, it's just awkward. And if you check out the last like three podcasts, I don't have the hardware right now to do intro music. And so I had to purchase more Blackmagic stuff to do it, which is, I mean, like top of the line, really expensive stuff. And I don't know if people know this, but live streaming is extremely difficult and there is a lot to know about what's happening and what's going on. And so, if things go wrong, please cut me a break. You know, it's there's lots to know and lots that can go wrong and lots that does go wrong. But I assure you that I'm trying to get it as streamlined as possible. But that's just the nature of live streaming, doing a live show. Shit happens. Okay. I can't believe we got through that so fast, but those were the absolute, main things. Like thoughts on Ray, I don't know what I could say that I haven't said already, you know. The one thing from my buddy Joey always stands out, you know. Ray was a living legend in life and in death. I think he'll be even bigger, you know. And so for me, nothing changes. Like, I'm just going to continue doing what I've always been doing for the last 10, 11, 12 years, and nothing changes, you know. It's terrible not to know that I will never have him on again, never be able to ask him questions or bounce ideas off of him, or something happens in the news, you know, that you want his opinion on, his perspective. But it's just, it is what it is, you know. So happy that I bugged him to get him on the show all those times. And the only thing maybe I am a little sorry about is I thought towards the end, he did not want to be on the show. And maybe that was just me being too emotional or thinking, like, he seemed happy. This could be true. Like, he seemed kind of more positive on Patrick Timpone's show. And towards the end, he seemed maybe more irritable on our show. And so that could have been a real thing. But I think there were about 80% of the shows he was on, he was... and again, I could be completely wrong, but that's just how I kind of took it. But again, maybe he was just feeling ill or during the times that we had him on. But again, I always asked him, even against better judgment sometimes, to be on the show. And we talked to him so many times. And again, I just can't. Huge loss, not for me, just for the world, for everyone. And it's very sad. And probably never get over it, you know. It's really bad. Not sure what else I can say about that, you know. Probably the most important person in my life, the person that's had the biggest impact on my life, easily, you know. Okay, so let's get to some more of these questions. Some of these I'm going to skip because kind of streamline this episode. On Twitter, somebody says, how to cry and renew. I think somebody else said this. I wasn't the originator of this, but it's like every Ray Pete person has a bigger responsibility now, you know, to carry the torch and spread the message. And so, but yeah, nobody's ever died close to me. So this was like basically the first time I've ever experienced like the loss in the terms of finality, like death. And it wasn't fun. Somebody asked, if you could add any concepts to Hair Like a Fox, what would it be? So when I was writing that book, one of the super important things to remember is that I didn't even have access to full text papers. And so what a huge handicap, you know. But if you could add any concepts, I basically have been adding concepts. So the Organizing the Panic series, all the follow-up videos on YouTube, anyone relating to hair loss, those are all, in my mind, like a continuation of the ideas from Hair Like a Fox. But to be more specific, I'd probably talk more specifically about using thyroid. In fact, I might have a little project working on involving thyroid supplementation, because that is hands down the most common question I get every single time I talk to somebody or through email. And so there just seems to be an infinite amount of confusion around it. So probably talking way more about thyroid supplementation, probably talking way more about progesterone, DHEA, and aspirin. And I think I mentioned those things, but I was really worried about the book not aging well. And so I didn't want to start talking about every single thing a person could possibly do and then look back on it and be like, man, what? That was too much. I kind of restrained myself. And so I think that's why some people thought the book was like secretive, but I just didn't want to commit to something that I was not 100% on. And so basically 10 years later, in fact, I think exactly 10 years later, I would have talked more about thyroid supplementation. I would have talked more about DHEA, progesterone, aspirin. And then I would have talked about getting out of messed up situations, you know, as much as possible, because I talk to people all the time that are in just a chronic source of stress, whether it be family, relationship, job stuff, and how important a person's environment is. But that being the most difficult thing to change a lot of the time. But, yeah, it just is what it is. Our environment's deteriorating. And so whatever a person, whatever it would take to stop hair loss or regrow hair would have to be proportionally greater than the damage that's already taken place. And so that's why it's kind of this individual effort, this personal effort of trying to overcome the damage that's been done to a person. And so I think that's why it's fairly difficult. Let me go ahead and skip that one. Skip these. A lot of these questions you guys ask me, I don't know. Do you feel the same emptiness that I feel, knowing I won't ever be able to talk to Ray as I did once? Send him a live video of Lil Peep Crybaby, and he watched it and didn't like it. Because I can never get over it, and I never got to meet him and give him a hug. If that's a true story, please send me the email. Yeah, I don't think Ray would like Lil Peep too much. I don't like Lil Peep that much. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't feel... empty is not the right word for me. It's just... like a loss, you know, it's a loss of a teacher that, I mean, you can find me saying this in interviews. Like, he's just like such a unique guy, and he's like a one of a kind, one of one, a living Aristotle, or somebody who maybe even took things to another level, you know, and so a living Heraclitus or something. And it's just such a loss for everybody not to have him around. Hey, Danny, since you work with people, I guess you must get to hear some hair growth testimonials. Can you please talk about them? Yeah, I think I talked about this on the last time. One of the more amazing ones I saw was a guy that started eating liver and I think T3, and he started regrowing a substantial amount of his hairline back. He was a young guy and he was really motivated. I think the more common thing I hear is that people stop their hair loss. And this is obvious to anybody that engages in this stuff, that you'll do something, you'll take a T3 or you'll take aspirin and your head will stop hurting, or your hair will feel fuller. If it's dry, it goes, the sebaceous glands secrete more oil, just like obvious changes in your hair when you start implementing some things. And so, I think those are the more common things, but, yeah, people have told me a lot of different things over the year. I don't parade around anymore and say, hey, look, I'm right. I don't really care about that anymore, but I'm, and also anybody that's done anything, it's kind of them, they did it, you know, and I just a facilitator of, encouraging experimentation and things. And that's how I look at it. Do you own the land you're living off of? What stopped you from experimenting with Idealab supplements other than K and Tocovit? Thanks for all you do. I'm long story short, I'm buying it over a period of time, but I just basically can do whatever I want with it right now. What stopped you from, I'm a kind of a back to basics guy. So what Georgie offers is very valuable, I think, but I'm not necessarily interested in the newest anti-serotonin drug. I always have been obsessed with the basics of thyroid hormone, vitamin D, aspirin, more recently progesterone and DHEA, light, being outside. Now, I mean, at least now realizing how important that is, and fulfilling work, things like that, and antibiotics when they're needed. But haven't been super motivated to try those things. But some people have, like, I knew somebody with social anxiety, and he tried Georgie's, like, 10 Harmalon or whatever the anti-serotonin drug was, and he gave me this raving review of it. So it's like, those things have their place. I'm not really, maybe I'm so old now that I'm just not super motivated to try them. But more of a back to basics kind of guy. Always been that way. what are the chances of you and Georgie opening Blake College 2.0 in San Miguel? Could be a possibility. We'll see how bad things get. I'd just be interested in what you eat, drink in a day as well as generally when you eat in relation to waking, exercise, sleeping. So normally right now I have lots of grape juice. So normally when I wake up, I'll try to consume something with carbohydrate, like, immediately. And I'm not doing that because I think I do. That's what I want, you know? And I'll pretty quickly, like, after I take a bum shower, I'll start making oat bran and coffee if I haven't made it already, and milk and sugar. And I'll probably do that, or eat those things. And then have like four or five calls, and then I'll have some cheese quesadillas or an egg or, oxtail soup, or I don't know, whatever I have around. A lot more milk throughout the day, more grape juice. And that's basically been it pretty much this entire year. Maybe I should check my Instagram. Those were the things. Liver, canned oysters occasionally, but those are the main things I've been eating this year. Oh, and generally when you eat in relation to waking, so something in the morning, drinking milk throughout all day, eating kind of this, early dinner, late lunch kind of thing. And, usually drinking milk up until bedtime. Do you like chaga? I don't know anything about it. Do you think working solo becomes stressful at some point? How do you cope with it? I feel mentally sluggish and rigid if I go more than a day just being by myself, not interacting offline with other people. This is like a common misconception about me that I like want to be alone and I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, me living here is kind of just happened. Like, I was living in the city miserable. Like, I was in the worst part of the city I live in. And there's constant noise 24/7, constant dogs barking. And I was like, oh my God, this is really bad. And I was bouncing from Airbnb to Airbnb, which was just getting so old. And, I've never met a landlord, you know, that I really liked. You know, there's always been problems and bad internet, shitty houses that are not the same as the advertisements, you know? So anyways, I reached out to somebody I had met in 2019 and he offered to let me stay on his land. And so I just jumped at the chance and now I'm here. I've been here for about 2 years and now I'm buying his daughter's house over time. And so this just happened. I didn't even have any kind of aspiration to, oh, I want to like take care of animals and grow trees. Like I didn't want to be a farmer. This just fell, this like the universe just handed this to me. And it would be retarded not to take it, you know? So anyways, I like talking to people. If I see other people that live around me, I talk their ear off. If my buddy that helps me maintain the land, Isak, comes here, I talk to him all the time. I practice my shitty Spanish with him. When I go into town and I see people I know, I talk to them all the time, you know? So no, I do not like being solo. It's not something I just revel in or anything like that. It's just is what it is. And maybe at some point or something, depending on how bad things get, I'll try to get a roommate or something, but it would just be a certain type of person that would want to live here, you know, and probably help me with things or something like that. But, or maybe my parents or something will live here at some point. I just have no clue. It's just, taking one day at a time and thinking that the future will be rougher for people who do not go along with the things. And that I've always said that, you know, so you might not notice much if you have 10 vaccines in the next 5 years, while everything is changing around you. But if you don't plan on getting any vaccines, like your life might be rough. Serious question. What's your opinion on avocados? Ray had referenced a paper that I have in my notes talking about their liver toxic effects. And so I haven't been eating them for a really long time. Skipping these ones. Okay. On May 13th on your Telegram, you posted a video about rolling blackouts and not enough food and water in the U.S. 2022-2023. Looks like that is not happening. What do you think? So I kind of mentioned this earlier. It was happening for Europe. It was happening for food shortages, definitely happening in parts of the U.S. And you just had to go to the hashtag food shortages, people showing that their grocery stores had tons of aisles that had no food in them. So I don't know where this person lives, but maybe they're not up to speed on what the rest of the U.S. is talking about. And then if I recall, this was a disclose.tv thing that I had basically retweeted on Telegram. So again, I thought we'd all be in a COVID prison right now for being unvaccinated. You know, I was completely wrong about that. But food shortages were a thing in 2022. Blackouts didn't, happened to, I think, there were some, maybe California and Texas had some level of blackouts or attacks on the power grid in some places, like some phony story about white people, like attacking a power grid. So a tranny show couldn't happen or something. I don't know. But that narrative was kind of established this year, if anything, or incepted into people's brains that there could be a possibility of no power. And so again, the fulfillment of that idea might be in 2024 or 2025. I have no idea. But again, I was wrong on the timeline. I thought things were going to happen much faster, and I did not expect a reprieve of any of this stuff. But I maintain that the worst is yet to come, and I still believe that. So again, this was disclosed.tv saying that there would be blackouts, I think, in the U.S. And in some places that happened. Okay, Kitty Martin says, what did you end up naming your chickens? So this is a touchy subject because all those chickens died. yeah, man, this was brutal. This was a few, maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. But I had 5 chickens that were doing really well, and I had cut up liver for them, and I was bringing it out to the coop, and I noticed that the shitty fence that I had built had toppled over, and 5 dogs had just torn through them, and it was just a grisly murder scene, and it was terrible. And so anyways, I did name those, but they are all gone now, and they're in chicken heaven. Like real chicken heaven. Slade says, what is the true meaning of Christmas? I'm not sure about them. How to increase thyroid function if the thyroid subs don't work. So one, you'd probably check what type of thyroid supplement you're using. Some people respond way better to Sinoplus and Sinomel than other types of thyroid. And those are really the only ones I would vouch for. And getting the vitamin D level up. So on my Instagram, if you scroll to the bottom, I cut out a clip where I ask Ray, like, if your parathyroid hormone is high, could that be enough to make a person kind of immune to supplemental thyroid? And he said it was more complicated than that, but that could happen. And so getting the vitamin D up, eating enough calcium, eating liver and oysters regularly, taking care of any intestinal problem, whether it's diarrhea or usually constipation as a result of low thyroid, trying a lower ratio, or a higher ratio rather, like a 1-to-2 or 1-to-1 of T3 to T4. And, so again, not responding to a thyroid supplement is like an experiment in and of itself, or it's like suggestive of more things to do. And so it's not just like, oh, I'm irregular that I don't respond to a thyroid supplement and I need to do, I can't use it. It's like it's a riddle to be solved when a person doesn't respond to it, because historically thyroid reliably increases the temperature and pulse. And when it doesn't do that in somebody, there's more to be explored in that situation. But I mean, some people just stop and they do something else, but I think that's a mistake. Have you spent any time supplementing with B1, B3, or B6? And if so, do you experience B3, niacinamide is probably the one I've experienced the most with. B3 would like relax me, but I felt like it would kind of make me brain dead. And so I stopped using it. And B6 a long, long, long time ago, can't remember many things from it. And maybe B1 like once or twice in San Francisco. So I haven't used it forever. So I generally just think about getting an egg and liver for those things. And I don't normally supplement with them. Question about pregnancy that I'm going to skip. Okay. I think that will be good for this episode. These are a lot of questions that are just kind of, super off topic a lot. And a lot of them I do not know. Okay guys, I mean, prepare for a lot of stuff in 2023, continue the show, try to get, the last year, the mistake was like when Georgie couldn't do it or something, we would just let it go weeks at a time with doing nothing. And so I'll try to get the Georgie episodes in the books. And then when Georgie is not available or when there's 2 or 3 weeks in between shows, I'll get other people on, you know, and that was a mistake last year, but probably just also being because I was so busy, like all this, the trees and the chicken stuff is like having a part-time job. And so trying to do all this stuff was a little bit, challenging over this last year, but we got a lot of it done. Yeah, guys, this whole year reminds me of that quote. And I had it, primed up here, the Lenin quote, where he says, "There are decades where nothing happens and there are weeks where decades happen." That kind of feels like this last December. Like it feels like everything has completely changed, you know? Yeah, I don't know what else is there to say. Looking forward to more chickens, more trees, learning more stuff about taking care of animals and taking care of trees and talking to more people. That has been so fun this entire year. Like I'm so fortunate, and the people I talk to are always super interesting, come from varied life backgrounds, and feel super fortunate to talk to so many cool people. And again, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, we have an amazing audience on Spotify and Substack and YouTube and all the things. I think we are going to have to start streaming on Rumble, because if I get one more strike on my channel, I think I'm blocked from posting on it for a month. And then I think if you get one more, they delete your channel. So it's like Georgie and I will have to move to Rumble, at least for the stream. And then I'll upload the episode to Substack and Spotify after. But we will just not be able to stream on YouTube. It's too risky. And beggars can't be choosers, i.e. me. And I can't get that channel deleted. That would just be one of the probably the dumbest things I've ever done. So we just have to stream on Rumble. I messaged people that were involved with Cozy to try to get on there. No response. So if anybody knows anybody there that could get Generative Energy on there, I'd really appreciate it. And Rockfin, I also messaged them, never got any response. So I don't know what's going on. But again, thank you guys. Amazing audience. Really appreciate you guys. You guys have really been overly supportive this year. And the show has just grown. Still the indie band that's getting slowly bigger over time. Really appreciate you guys. Have an amazing Christmas. And by the way, I recorded this in between calls. And that's why I'm just doing it real bare bones today. Just because it'd be significantly easier for me to pump this out. And I knew I would basically not do it if I didn't do it now. Okay, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace out. Have a great week. Thanks again for everything. And sad year, but also a year of growth and looking forward to spreading Ray's message and not taking anything for granted. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Peace out.